afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in. Happy Thursday to you. Well, it is another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. What is that, you ask? Some of you already know this. For the last couple months, we've been just trying this feature out. So far, so good. But I'm telling you, the day you stop calling, the day I'm stopped. I'm not going to quit the show. Matt's all nervous now all of a sudden.
I was saying, we don't want me running the show here at all. So
I think you do a great job. But we're just throwing it out there because it's here for the listeners. But as soon as it stops meeting a need, let me put it that way. We'll move
that
on.
That sounds a little better.
Thank you very much. I saw him twitching a little bit, so I thought I should clarify. So Talk to Me Thursday is where we don't book a guest because you're the guest. And then we pitch a question. So in weeks past, we've asked you, what are you afraid of? What does your self-talk sound like? We've had some amazing, amazing conversations. And I say this every week, and I'm going to say it again. I'm not going to lie to you. Looking at a blank screen before, I haven't pitched the number yet, but when nobody's calling, I mean, that can be nerve-wracking. Now, it hasn't happened exactly yet, but I'm borrowing tomorrow's trouble. I shouldn't do that.
Sorry. This is true.
He's like, what's your point? Okay, let me throw the number out. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Here is the question. In fact, I've got two questions. You can pick one or both, all right? So the first one is not so much a question. It's I want you to finish a statement. And here's the statement. I'm overwhelmed by. I want you to finish it three times. And it can be both positive or negative. I'm overwhelmed by. What first comes to your mind? I'll go first. I'm overwhelmed by. Matt, I'm going to ask you, so I want you to think for a minute. I'm overwhelmed by my email inbox because it is like a ticker tape parade every single day. And right now I have 817 emails. I mean, ones that I need to reply to. I'm overwhelmed by my email inbox. I'm overwhelmed by God's goodness. And I'm overwhelmed by God's attention to detail. So what about you? What about you?
I would say I'm overwhelmed by life at times.
Because mm-hmm. you're the father of four.
We have four kids and trying to keep a house clean and mm-hmm. a dog. And mm-hmm. it just never ends.
Yeah. So, and you manage a lot at work as well.
This is true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like to say talk too much about that because that's just part of that to me almost is a release mm-hmm. compared to the overall scope sometimes yeah. of how life just feels in general. I'm overwhelmed by the care and love of the extended family that I have. Mm. My wife's family is just amazing. Mm-hmm. So that just helps with support and they are always there to help us with things like watching the kids or just helping us in general.
And being so, there for you. They're yeah. there for special events and you're there with them and you have a community of faith there, don't you?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I'm overwhelmed actually every day coming in here. I've worked in other radio stations, other companies and stuff like that. And there's just nothing like coming in here and just the atmosphere of everything's positive. What can we move forward today? How are we going to affect change today?
Yeah.
Versus, if we don't hit this sales target, you may not be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's just a completely different attitude.
Yeah. And from a different source as well.
Yes.
So, okay. So Talk to Me Thursday. So finish the statement three times. I'm overwhelmed by. I'd love to hear your instinctive responses. I've got a stack of books in studio, one by Kyle Idleman, one by David Platt, Craig Rochelle. These are all major leaders. Elise Fitzpatrick, James Robison. Give us a call, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. I'd also love to know, this is the second question, what you love about your mama. Maybe you just want to brag on your mom. Mother's Day is just around the bend. I would love to know that as well. 877-933-2484. Maybe one of you would maybe say what you're overwhelmed by is just the state of the world today, and you feel afraid about that. And Chaplain Barry Black, he's a chaplain of the U.S. Senate, and Matt, that's cut three, just so you know. He wrote a book, Nothing to Fear, Principles and Prayers to Help You Thrive in a Threatening World. He talks about that we need to expect the unexpected from God because God loves a good time. I loved this clip. So instead of cultivating a lifestyle of fear and a negative lens through which you look at everything, because that will be overwhelming, consider this, that God loves to have a good time. He's in a good mood and he's a good God. Let's listen in.
Well, I think that very often, Susie, we are under the impression that God is trying to pour water on our parade. And it's very, very interesting that his first miracle happened at a wedding feast. And a wedding feast that in those days lasted for an entire week. So here was basically Jesus at a protracted party. And when they ran out of wine, it was Jesus who performed the miracle. One would say that, you know, it seemed like a superficial kind of miracle, actually. You know, he didn't restore a lame person or open the eyes of the blind or raise the dead. He simply provided a way that the people who had sponsored this party would not be embarrassed because they had run out of refreshment. That's the kind of joyous Savior that we have. And he wants to bring the same kind of excitement and the same kind of joyfulness to our lives. He said in John 10, I have come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. He said to the woman at the well in John chapter 4, he says, I've got water for you so that you'll never have to come back to this well again, because that water will be a spring inside of you. It will bubble up into everlasting life. That is the kind of joy that he wants us to have. That is the kind of fulfillment that he wants us to have. And I will tell you from my experience with him, you love him more and more as the seasons of life go by, because you realize how precious he is, and you realize that he is rooting for you like no one else can. Romans 8:32 says, if God did not withhold his own son, what the Greek calls the monogenes, the only one of its kind, if God did not withhold Christ from us, what else would he withhold? Do you actually think that there is something meaningful, significant, and joyous that he does not want us to experience? So that is why we can be excited by this God who loves to surprise us. Luke 11 says, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, Luke 11:13, how much more is your heavenly Father eager to give his Holy Spirit to those who ask? He wants us to have the companionship, the fellowship, the wisdom, the fruit of his Holy Spirit. He is a gift-giving heavenly daddy.
I love that. He's a gift-giving heavenly daddy. He's not holding out on us. So if you're in a knot yet, he's a good father. He has his reasons, but he gives good gifts to his kids. I'm Susie Larson. It is Talk to Me Thursday. So the question, I actually have issued two questions, and I've got a stack of books. If you get on the air, I'm going to have a book for you, I'm pretty sure here. So either finish the statement one or more times, I'm overwhelmed by, and or brag on your mama, since Mother's Day is just around the bend. 877-933-2484. We've got Debbie checking in from Pennsylvania. Hey, Debbie, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes, how are you?
Doing well. Glad to have you. So tell me this. What overwhelms you?
Probably the thing right now that overwhelms me is riding with a new teenage driver.
Oh.
In Pittsburgh.
Okie dokie. That would overwhelm anybody, Debbie.
Right. Yeah, you pray a lot while you're driving with new drivers, don't we?
Indeed. You're learning a whole new level of dependence. So, Debbie, I grabbed Craig Rochelle's book. It's called titled Hashtag Struggles, Following Jesus in a Selfie-Centered World. And it's how to keep your eyes fixed on Christ instead of glued to a screen. I don't know why. Thinking the stage of your life, this might be a blessed one for you. But does that sound all right?
Well, that sounds like it'll be great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And just make sure you hang on and give Aaron your mailing address, and we'll get this out in the mail to you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, dear. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Got a stack of books. I just want to hear from you. It's Talk to Me Thursday, and I'm pitching two questions. You can pick one or the other, or you can give me both. One is this: I'm overwhelmed by. I want you to finish that statement one or more times. And again, it can be positive and negative. I asked on Facebook a few weeks back, and I got just a slew of responses, and some were hugely positive, and others were really heart-wrenchingly negative. But I'm not saying there's a right or wrong answer. I just want to know what comes to your mind when you think of that. And or brag on your mama, because Mother's Day is just coming. 877-933-2484. Sidelis, am I saying that right?
Yes, Fidelis.
Sidelis. Beautiful name.
Yes.
Tell me this. Are you overwhelmed by something? What are you overwhelmed by?
Yeah, the first one I face every day is having to drive to work on 494 in Minneapolis. And it's just overwhelming. And every day as an engineer, I keep thinking, but what can be the solution to this traffic? And it's overwhelming every day to have to do that drive. Secondly, I am overwhelmed by the fact that nowadays seemingly wrong things and things that are just morally and by common sense, they are not right. They are becoming mainstream. They are becoming normalized. They are becoming legal. Just beats my imagination why human beings are doing that. And the last one, I have been doing quite some research on scientific proof of the Bible, and I found overwhelming scientific evidence that the Bible is accurate. And in fact, the Bible is so accurate that a lot of scientists that deny the truth in the Bible is because the Bible is almost too accurate. It's way more accurate than science. So I find it just overwhelming that this book written hundreds or thousands of years ago has so much precision that some of the things that the Bible describes so precisely, science is just discovering them right now.
And that's
just so overwhelming for me because I know faith is important. Jesus said, blessed are those who believe without seeing, but after you have believed, I think that finding those evidence has just more than strengthened me. So those are the things that I find overwhelming straight away out of my mind.
Well, Sidelis, thank you for calling, and I love the way that you follow Jesus. The book I picked for you is Why God Calls Us to Dangerous Places, and sometimes those dangerous places aren't on the far side of the world. They're in rush hour traffic, but I think this book will be a great blessing to you. So you hang on and give Aaron your mailing address, and we just thank you so much for listening today. God bless you, sir. Kathy and Kat, I want to talk with you. I hope you can hang on. This break is very short, a minute and a half. I really want to chat with you. This is Talk to Me Thursday, and the question is, it's twofold. You can pick one or the other or both. I want you to brag on your mom if you want, because Mom's Day is just around the bend. But also, otherwise, finish the statement, I'm overwhelmed by. I'd love for you to finish it like three times if you can. Got a stack of books. If you're able to get on the air, I can get you a copy of a book that feels like it's a fit to you. 877-933-2484-877-93-FAITH. That's a toll-free call. We'll be back in a minute.
He started something good.
Okay, now the calls are coming in. So glad to have you listening today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Be patient as you're calling in. It is Talk to Me Thursday. And what we do is we pitch out a topic and want to talk with you. You're our special guest. So if you don't call, we don't have a show. Twofold question today. You can pick one or the other or both. First one is finish the statement, I'm overwhelmed by. It can be positive or negative. And also, if you want, I want you to brag on your mama since Mother's Day. It's just around the corner. 877-933-2484. Kat's checking in from Ham Lake. Hey, Kat, thanks so much for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. My biggest thing is I'm just overwhelmed by God's love. His mercy and grace is just new every morning, and his love is contagious. So when you meet other Christians and you're able to lift up in prayer all of our needs, our cares, our joys, it's just overwhelming. I call it God bumps because it's just so exciting to live in, you know, in God's light, in God's praise, and his understanding, and that he just never gives up on us, and that he expects of us to give more and give better and to live righteous and to be an example. And it's just amazing when you just want to please him. And every day I think I just want to put a smile on his face.
Well, I can pretty much guarantee you, Kat, I think you probably, I can guarantee you put a smile on his face because your faith is contagious and electric, and I love it. So thank you for that. And the book I chose for you is by Shalene Bryan, and it's titled Ridiculous Faith, Experience the Power of an Absurdly, Unbelievably Good God. Doesn't that sound like a fit for you?
That sounds awesome, Susie. I appreciate it. I want to say that I've been praying for your family for a couple of years now, and I'm really excited because I know your daughter-in-law-to-be.
You
and
do.
We were praying for your son to come into her life.
Wow. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you for your prayers. God is redeeming our story. Golly, we're just so grateful for prayers of the saints. Bless you, dear Kat. And I'm excited for you to get this book. And thank you. Wow, I love that. Okay, Kathy's checking in from St. Paul. Kathy, you're on the air. What are you overwhelmed by?
I'm overwhelmed by trying to keep up with my yard work. I'm disabled from work comp injuries to both of my knees, to my back, to my neck, and I have chronic pain syndrome. And my entire back has been fused. My surgeon wrote a letter 3 years ago saying that I really need some help with my yard work, but I have been trying for 3 years to get help with my yard work, and I can't get any help. So
wow.
I am overwhelmed with that kind of stuff.
Okay, I'm going to pray for you, Kathy, in a minute here. If you're able to stay on hold after and give Aaron your address, I want to send you Kristen Ditchfield's book, What Women Should Know About Letting Go, Breaking Free from the Power of Guilt, Discouragement, and Defeat. I think there's just a real freedom message in this, and I'm going to pray, too, that God gives you the help that you need and gives you a sense of what you're able to release and entrust to him. So, Lord, I just thank you for Kathy, and I thank you that you love her, that you've not lost her address, that you've not forsaken her. I pray you'd heal her in mind, body, spirit, soul, and heal her and strengthen her. I ask you to bring the friends to help in time of need, and I ask you, too, to give her the grace to release what is you're asking her to release. Thank you that you love her with an everlasting love, and thank you for this dear sister. In Jesus' name. Amen. Those calls are coming in. Be patient. Hang with me. Thank you, Kathy. Joe's checking in from Iowa. Hey, Joe, how are you today?
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air. Glad to have you. How do you finish the statement, I'm overwhelmed?
Well, in just a few minutes I've been on hold, my overwhelmed has changed just a little bit.
Okay.
I originally said I'm overwhelmed by progressive disability of my own as it's happening. But I'm also overwhelmed by the daily reassurance I get from God that he's never going to let go of me.
Amen. You're so right. And I feel like that is so important when we look at the stuff that overwhelms us in the negative, to remember, too, that there are things that are just that he's abundantly provided on the positive side as well. I'm going to pray for you if I can, Joe. But the book I picked for you is by Elise Fitzpatrick, and it's titled Home, How Heaven and the New Earth Satisfy Our Deepest Longing. What do you think of that one? Does that sound good?
I think that sounds very good.
Well, Jesus, thank you for Joe. Thank you that you love her so much. And again, I just believing with all my heart for so many of us who have dealt with health things, and especially people who have dealt much harsher blows than I have with chronic health issues, I'm believing there's a wave of healing coming for so many. I pray that you would do that for Joe, that you would heal her physically, emotionally, in every way she needs it. Bring a breakthrough for her in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to give her a tangible sense of your great love and of your presence in her life even now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, dear. Thank you for calling. Love that. Tanya's checking in from Moundsview. Hey, Tanya, how do you finish the statement, I'm overwhelmed by?
I just wanted to say I was overwhelmed by, as a single mom and getting recently laid off, I'm actually really positive of the awesome different opportunities I have to look for a career that will fit my likes a little bit better. And then give a shout out to my mom because she's a great support and watching my son while I go to interviews. So,
wow. Way to go, Mom. Moms are so important. Dads are too. Dads are, but we're going to talk about dads in about a month or so. Okay, so what I've got for you, Tanya, is a book, A Spirituality of Listening, Living What We Hear. How does that one sound to you?
That sounds great.
Good. Thank you for calling. God bless you. It is Talk to Me Thursday, and the question that we have today is this. Let's see. One, finish this statement as many times as you can. I'd say up to three times. I'm overwhelmed by. And then if you want to brag on your mom, you can do that as well. 877-933 2484. Marcia's checking in from South Dakota. Hey, Marcia, you're on the air.
Hi.
Good to have you today. What overwhelms you, can I ask?
Yes, I'm overwhelmed by God's continuous love and how he continues to show me day after day how much he personally cares for me and how he wants such a personal relationship with me, and he shows me that in so many ways, and how also the heartache that all of us have to go through in one way or another are just ways for him to also reveal himself to us in a way we could never have known otherwise.
Boy, that is a beautiful perspective, and I think I have just the book for you. I feel like God's actually going to use you in your perspective in the lives of people in your sphere of influence, because I think you bring a discernment and a bigger picture. And the book I have for you is a big hardcover, beautiful book, James Robison from Life Today Show. His book is called The Stream, Refreshing Hearts and Minds, Renewing Freedom's Blessings. How does that sound to you?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
And thank you for calling. God bless you. Wow, I'd love to hear from all of you. Stay with me. Hang on here. Let's grab one more if we can before the break. Who do I have there, Matt? Connie from Fargo. Hey, Connie, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hi. We've got a hard break coming up in about a minute and a half, but I'd love to hear how you finish that statement that you're overwhelmed by.
Well, first of all, I'm really thankful for my mom and my dad. My mom went to be with Jesus about 3 years ago, and I know she's whole and complete and wonderful.
Yeah.
And my dad came to live with us, and sometimes I get a little overwhelmed by my own weaknesses to deal with having patience and kindness because he's got some dementia, and I just need more of the fruits of the Spirit. But I am also overwhelmed by God's way to orchestrate things. I just am amazed constantly about how he can work with us human beings that have free will and yet bring about his glory and his plan. It's amazing.
Connie,
so
you are
that's what I would say.
You're such a beautiful soul. Wow. And just for what you're doing for your dad. And the book I immediately grabbed is by Dr. Erwin Lutzer, and it's titled The King is Coming, Preparing to Meet Jesus. And here's what's true is your time away from your mom is going to be shorter than your time with her. And there is a reward for the way that you're serving your dad. And it costs you so much, but God sees and he keeps good records. So thank you for just being you, Connie. And thank you for calling. What an example for all of us. All right. Keep the calls coming. I see a bunch of them coming in. Talk to me Thursday. Finish the statement. I'm overwhelmed by. And I think Aaron is overwhelmed on the phone, so I'm going to not give the number just yet. Great conversation is up ahead. Need to say this. I love our listeners. We have the most amazing listeners. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Every Thursday, second hour, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday, and we'll keep doing it as long as it's an encouragement to you. So today, the question is, we're just to explain this, I don't book a guest because you're my guest, and I pitch a question to you. Today, I want you to finish this statement up to three times. I'm overwhelmed by. Maybe it's something positive, maybe it's negative. For me, it's email, and it's God's goodness, right? And then if you want, brag on your mama. 877-933-2484. Judy's checking in from Dayton. I also have a stack of books. Anybody who gets on the air, I'm going to get you a book today that seems to fit who you are. Judy, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Susie. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I'm overwhelmed by God's love. Every time I think like I've blown it or I've messed up today and God must not love me today or something, he just brings me back to his love all the time. And it's just, it's so overwhelming.
It's beautiful. Wow.
And I wanted to brag about my mom. She is 90 years old and she's amazing. She's just a great woman of faith, and she lives in a retirement community, and she leads a Bible study there.
Oh, my.
And she's just She's just amazing. I just aspire to be like her.
I aspire to be like her. That's fantastic. Wow. Well, Judy, the one I picked for you, this just fits you, by Caroline Barnett. She's wife of what's his name, Barnett? Oh, my goodness, Matthew Barnett, sorry. They run the Dream Center in L.A. Her book is titled Willing to Walk on Water, Step Out in Faith and Let God Work Miracles Through Your Life. I feel like this is a perfect book for you. So if you can hang on and give Erin your address, I'm excited for you to get that book.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, hon. God bless you. 877-933-2484. Sherry's checking in from Georgia. Hey, Sherry, how are you today?
Hey, Susie, how are you? And thank you for being a blessing, and thank you for your ministry.
Honored always to serve. And wondering, how do you answer the question, or I should say finish the statement, I'm overwhelmed by? What do you say?
I'm overwhelmed because I'm in a blended situation. This is the second marriage for me and my husband, and my daughter is graduating and moving back home, and I just want peace in my home, and I feel like I'm disappointing God because every time I get over a hurdle, I just feel like I'm not living up to what he would have me do, and I don't want to disappoint him.
Oh, sweetie, I'm going to pray for you right now, but I just... You know what? This is one of my favorite quotes, and it's by Graham Cook. And he said, God is not disillusioned with you. He never had any illusions about you in the first place. He knows what he got when he got us, Sherry, and he loves you. And he's a fond father. He's very fond of you. And he doesn't expect perfection from us, but what he wants is faith. And that is an overwhelming situation. So he's not looking for perfection. He's looking for faith. And first of all, the book I want to send you is by pastor and author Ted Cunningham, and it's titled The Power of Home, Taking Charge of Your Faith and Your Family. I think that's perfect for you. But can I pause and pray
Thank
for you?
Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Can I pray for you?
Yes, please.
Well, Lord Jesus, I thank you for Sherry, my dear sister Sherry. I just wish I could hug her neck right now. I just pray that right now, as we're all leaning in and thinking about Sherry, I just pray that she would feel just infused with the power of your Holy Spirit and just be given and awakened to a fresh perspective of how you really feel about her, how you really feel about her family and what you're asking her to do. Because, Lord, you do the heavy lifting and your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. So I just pray every step of the way with her daughter moving back even that there would be a daily grace and she'd find it and she would know each next step to take and she'd hear your voice in her ear saying, this is the way. Walk in it. And I praise that she would sleep better than she's ever slept in a long time. And I pray she'd wake up refreshed again, knowing that you are with her and you will not forsake her in this. And this is a season, and this too shall pass. We love you, Lord, and I thank you. I just claim peace for this home in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Susie. Thank
God bless
you so
you.
Much for your ministry.
I hope I get to meet you someday, dear. Wow. 877-933-2484. That's a toll-free call. Shemaya, am I saying that right? Calling in from Connecticut.
Yes.
Hi. Nice to meet you today.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm.
How old?
I'm 9.
9. I'm so glad to have you listening today. So I want to know what overwhelms you, or maybe you're calling to brag on your mama. Maybe I bet, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Let's hear it. Tell us about your mom.
Well, I'm lucky to have her because she put a roof over my head and she gives me clothes and she gives me food and it's like I'm grateful to have her in my life.
Wow. You are a grateful, wonderful kid. And so I want you to do me a favor if your mama maybe can help you with this. But when I put you on hold, I want you to give Erin your address. And I'm going to have to go looking for, I'm going to find a book for you and a book for your mom. But we'll send you something fun just to thank you for listening and thank you for honoring your mama the way you just did. That makes God smile and it makes me smile. Thanks for calling, honey.
Thank you.
Bless you. Now, what 9-year-old says, my mom put a roof over my head? I mean, that's impressive. 877-933-2484. So is this Celeste? Did I get that right? Hi, you're on the air.
Seal,
so sorry about that. Thanks for calling.
Oh, that's okay.
So, yeah, tell me, what overwhelms you today?
God's blessing me with taking care of all of my needs, financially, especially even though I have a lower income right now, all of my needs are met. Wow. And he's taking care of all that for me. I'm overwhelmed by how much love I have and how wonderful it is to have the children and grandchildren that I have.
Wow.
I get to spend a lot of time with some of my grandchildren, and I just, that's such a blessing to me. I would like to actually brag about my girls. They are, they were single moms, and the one is married now, and their ability to be able to take care of their children in spite of all the overwhelming things that have gone on in their lives, and all the problems and all the trials and stuff, and hold tight and be good parents. It just, they're very special, wonderful daughters.
Wow. Well, I love that. Love that you honored them as well, and just for your faith in the midst of hard times. So, Seal, the book I want to send to you is called When You, Then God, 7 Things God's Waiting to Do in Your Life. So if you're able to wait and give Erin your address, we'll get that out to you. And God bless you. We wish you a most blessed Mother's Day holiday. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Love that. All right, Laurel from Hopkins. I want to give that number, 877-933-2484. And then after Laurel, we'll be talking to Sherry. No, we didn't her already. Hey, Laurel, trying to keep these calls straight. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed what that lady said just before me about God taking care, because he's done the same in my life, and I'm most thankful for that. My question or answer for your question was, I'm overwhelmed by the deception in the world today that they won't believe God's word is true.
True.
There's just so much evidence all the time that God's word is true. And people, you know, because they're disobedient, they don't want to live right or do what God says. But I know God is in control in these last days, and I praise God also that I had a good godly mother, and she helped me so much, and she's in heaven now, but I know I'll see her.
You definitely will. And you're right, Laurel. That just is the sign of the times for sure. The book I picked for you that I just think will be fantastic is best-selling author Pastor Kyle Idleman, and it's a best-selling book. It's titled Not a Fan. In other words, he's in the celebrity culture. He's like, I'm not just a fan of Jesus. I'm a follower of Jesus. And you sound like a follower of Jesus, and it's a great book. So I hope it encourages you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. God bless you, dear. 877-933-2484. It is Talk to Me Thursday, and we have one of two questions we'd love for you to answer. The first one's more of a statement. Finish this statement. I'm overwhelmed by. Love for you to finish it up to 3 times, but then if you want, brag on your mama too. It's a toll-free call, 877-933-2484. We've got an anonymous caller checking in from, I can't tell where that is. Hey, friend, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from, can I ask?
Well, St. Paul, Minneapolis area.
Great. Well, glad to have you listening. Good. Talk to me about what overwhelms you.
Well, especially in the spring when I see things blooming after the winter, whatever kind of winter we had, things are blooming. And I think of sometimes when I read other publications, when I went and saw the movie The Case for Christ, when he doubted first, you know, whether God rose from the dead and if he was God. And I look at, I'm standing right now in front of a crab apple tree that's in full bloom.
Mm.
And I know that God created that. And we didn't come from one cell, you know, like the worms are related to the tree, like some scientists think. Yes, they are connected in a sense that they help each other out. But we're like that, you know, I'm overwhelmed with nature and seeing all that and going through some hard times. So, and another thing I wanted to mention is my mother, like a lady called earlier, has passed, but she hit home with a phrase of mine, a phrase that I'll never forget, especially not just being my mother, but being a woman. And we talk about God in our life, in our family, but maybe not extremely personal until one day. I was probably about 45 or 50, and she's probably 75, and I talked about the closeness of God. And she said to me, and she reached her hand up underneath her shirt in her breast and underneath her shirt, of course. And she said, and she moved her hand back and forth as if her heart was pumping. And she said, God is right here.
Nothing like the power of a mama's heart full of faith. And what an example for you. And especially coming up on this Mother's Day, as you're walking through hard times, I'm going to pray for you, if that's okay. Can I pray for you?
Thank you so much. I'm sorry.
No, don't you dare.
You have some people that are unbelievable. They're calling as much as your crew here, and you're really sending out a wonderful message that is connecting with believers and unbelievers.
Well, you know what? This call is so precious to me. First of all, that you're so moved by nature. I have a son like that who just breaks down and cries when he sees, you know, a raging river or the sun and on the trees. And, you know, that is such an expression of God's love and creativity. I'm so moved by it as well. I love that. But just going through hard times, remembering and honoring your mom is beautiful as well. I'm going to pray for you. The book I chose, and I really do think this is one that's going to bless you like crazy. It's called Two Chairs, The Secret That Changes Everything. This guy, Bob Bodine, we had him on, was so filled with the presence of God. And he just talked about in the morning setting up an extra chair. It's what he learned, I think, from his mom, if I remember right. But just that God is in that chair. And you stop before you talk, you listen and see what he has to say. And this book will inspire you, I think, and just encourage you in this hard time. Let me pause and pray. And we're going to take our last break and we'll take a couple more calls. But Father, I just thank you for this dear brother. I thank you that you love him and that you're near to the broken heart and your very present help in times of trouble. Lord, you know what he needs, Lord. You know what's breaking his heart. And I pray even now he would sense a grace in his life. Even now he would sense your presence. Even now he'd get some wisdom about next steps that he needs to take and what's not his to do, where he can rest and you will work, where he can feast at your table while you fight for him. You're the God who defends and delivers. I pray you'd show him his part, show him your part, and let him find that sacred space just to rest under the shadow of your wing. Thank you for this, dear brother. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Susie.
Thank you, dear brother. Sorry, I said dear brother. Leslie, you're next. From Detroit Lakes, I want to hear from you. It is Talk to Me Thursday. Would love for you to finish this statement. I'm overwhelmed by. And by the way, if you want to brag on your mom, I want to hear that too. Toll-free call, 877-933-2484. Back in a minute. Glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It is Talk to Me Thursday, where we pitch a topic, and you are the special guest of honor. And the call screen is lit up. I'm so grateful for that. The question is, actually, it's a statement. Finish the statement. I'm overwhelmed by. What would you say you're overwhelmed by? It can be good. It can be tough stuff. I want to hear from you. And also, if you want to brag on your mom, I want to give you the opportunity to do that as well. 877-933-2484. Leslie's checking in from Detroit Lakes. Hey, Leslie, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Susie, it's Les with a Z. I talked with you about a month or so ago.
Yes, good to talk with you.
Oh, my, great to hear you as always. Oh, my heart was just torn over that last call, and I just was praising and praying and claiming for my own. Today, a year ago, I lost my dad, and everything about him was always about the simple faith and nature and just claiming what God's creation is all about. But I really told your caller, I was just, it's about joy. It's because we are so overwhelmed at times, daily, actually. And then we get these high spots in our day. And the Holy Spirit just pours on out and gushes out. And there's a joy. And then we just got to settle down a little bit. Take them, release for peace is my big saying. Because you got to release, you got to stop and just go, look around. You know what? Jesus, is there anything better? That's the joy. Overwhelmed by joy of Jesus. How about that?
That's fantastic, Les. I love it. And because you're a deeper life woman, I've got Daniel Henderson's book. He's a pastor, author, and he's a deeper life guy. In fact, the title of his book is The Deeper Life, Satisfying the Eight Longings of Your Soul. I feel like you might just love this book. So if you are able and have the time, stay on hold and give Aaron your address. We'll get that in the mail to you. So good to hear from you. I can just picture your cute face right now. I miss you. Love to see you again.
Terrific.
God bless you, dear.
I'm sorry I couldn't see you in Fargo. Yes.
Thank you.
Great big blessings on you.
And you as well. Bye-bye. All right, 877-933-2484. Kara is checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Kara, am I saying your name right?
You got it.
Yay.
Yay.
So talk to me.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your question. And I've been sitting here thinking about things that overwhelm me, and there was a few of them that came to mind, but the one that really is at the top is the persecuted church.
Yeah.
And I'm just truly overwhelmed by, it's kind of twofold, by the endurance that they have and the trials that they endure, and then even more so the grace and mercy and strength that the Lord just sweetly gives them to sustain them. And I just think it's incredible the way the Lord's power and spirit just keeps them going. And I yearn for that same faith filling and that they experience on a regular basis. It's just beautiful to me.
Boy, I couldn't agree with you more. The persecuted are on my heart every single day. And because I don't have a book around the persecuted church in my stack, I'm going to look for one after the fact, because we've got a few on my shelf in my office. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to do a little digging, but I'm going to find you something that will be along those lines. Does that work for you?
That's great. Thanks, Susie.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for calling, and God bless you. If you're able to stay on, give Aaron your address, and we'll get something to you in the mail, okay? Awesome. All right, we've got Nikki checking in from Slayton. Hey, Nikki, you're on the air.
Hi.
Good to have you on the air today. How do you finish your statement, I'm overwhelmed by?
Well, I am overwhelmed with love for my Aunt Lori, who recently passed away. 57 years old, and she battled for many, many years with the pain of rheumatoid arthritis, and she battled through the pain of losing a son and a granddaughter before her, and she was a godmother to my son and very special to him, and, you know, she just, through all the pain that she endured, she just lived such a tremendous life of love and caring and giving to everyone around her. And she just was always there for me. And there's a saying about aunts that they're a little bit like a mother and a little bit like a friend and a little bit like a sister. And, you know, she was all of those to me.
Wow.
And I was just so blessed to have her in my life. And what a wonderful example of living each day to the fullest that she was. And her daughters and her husband are really on my heart on this first Mother's Day without her.
Wow. Well, you know, think about what Scripture says, precious in the sight of the Lord at the death of his saints. I mean, there's something so sacred and beautiful and heart-wrenching and painful about the passing of from this life to the next. And it puts you so in touch with eternity and the things of God. And so, Nikki, the book I grabbed for you is by Jeremy Camp, and it's titled I Still Believe. And he wrote this after the death of his wife. And he is just as raw and powerful in this book as he is in real life. So hopefully this will encourage you, and maybe you can pass along if you want to family members.
Very nice. Thank you so much for your ministry.
Well, thank you, dear Nikki. And if you're able, give Aaron your address. Okay, I think we have time for one, maybe two more calls. Who do we have now? Jody checking in from Duluth. Hey, Jody, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm well. And you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Could be better.
Okay. Sorry about that. Tell me what's overwhelming to you.
Well, it's been a kind of a long year, and I lost my mom, and I was taking care of her for 4 years before she passed away of breast cancer. So after that, I got a job that I just really wasn't a big fan of it all. It was just really overwhelming and very stressful. So I had been praying and praying and praying that God would put a new job in my life to get me out of that current situation that I was in. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, I got a phone call from my resume. And I was offered a job that made like $2 or $3 more an hour than the job that I was leaving. So I was just overjoyed. I thought it was a sign from God. I thought this is amazing. And on Monday, I was terminated from my new position, offered a position for much less pay that I had to turn down. And so now I'm unemployed and kind of hanging out there with all my bills and
Jody.
Kind of feeling overwhelmed.
So sorry about that. And I'm going to pause and pray for you. And when I get Wendy on, just want you to know, Wendy, we're going to sneak you in here before the end of the show. You're next. But the book I feel like I need you to have, I want you to have, that I think will be great for you, is by John Ortberg. He's just a favorite of so many. And it's titled All the Places to Go, How Will You Know? God has placed before you an open door. What will you do? And it's just about the way that he leads and this adventure of faith. So I'm going to pause and pray if it's okay with you. Let's do that, okay?
Absolutely.
Well, Jesus, thank you for Jody. Thank you that you've not forsaken her and that you make no mistakes. And I thank you that wisdom's path is peace, because you're the Prince of Peace and you want peace to rule in our heart. So I pray peace would rule in her heart, even in the not yet, even in the time between, and you would show her your strong provision and your direction in her life. And I thank you by faith that you open doors no man can close. And very soon, Lord Jesus, I thank you, you'll make a way where there is no way. Thank you for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God
thank
bless
you.
Bless you. Okay, one last call. We're taking Wendy from Minneapolis. Hey, Wendy, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. How do you finish the statement, I'm overwhelmed by?
I am overwhelmed by being an introvert. Yeah, I think that, you know, society in itself, obviously the extroverts are so much more louder. And as an introvert, I feel like sometimes it's just difficult. We want that, we kind of want that, not so much attention, but we kind of want the same love that introverts, that is kind of seen on social media. But at the same time, because we're introverts, then it's more exhausting for us.
Mm-hmm.
We actually got it.
Yeah, what I always say is, I want to be invited to your party. I just don't want to go.
So, yeah, that's kind of hard.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right? So I'm all out of time here, and it's time for me to pray. So I'm going to wrap by praying for you. But the book that I have for you is titled The True You, Overcoming Self-Doubt and Using Your Voice. It's a really wonderful book. So that's coming to you if you're able, Wendy, to give Aaron your address. Let me pray for you and for introverts everywhere. Father, thank you so much for Wendy. Thank you that you made her and you made no mistake when you made her. You wired her for a purpose. And I just pray that she would come into a fresh understanding of how beautiful and wonderfully made she is. I pray you give her a strong sense of how to use her voice and how to respect her limits and how to walk with you in a way where she enjoys great intimacy with you. And I just thank you, Lord, that you love how you made us and we reflect your glory. Thank you, God, for these dear listeners. Thank you for your goodness and this time with you today. Overwhelmed by your love, Lord, overwhelmed by your attention to detail, and we give you praise that you'll never for a moment forsake us. We love you, Lord. In your name, amen.
So hold on tight.
Well, what a great show. I want to give a shout out to the friend listening who needs help with yard work. Would you believe we've had two listeners already say they want to help? So email me, you who need the yard work, the one who called. I'm not everybody, all right? Susie@myfaithradio.com. I'm going to introduce you to these two listeners, and maybe they can be the ones to step up and help. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson, and in a bit you'll find a podcast of today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com. Just love and appreciate you so much. Remember this. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong, and He is the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day.